based on surveys of employers, job growth in America has been disappointing recently. Despite that, the nation's unemployment rate, which is based on a survey of households, stands at just 5.1%. Some economists believe that the survey of employers, or so-called establishment survey, is failing to fully capture the jobs the economy is creating. As indicated by CNN Money, the missing piece of the puzzle could be part and full-time Uber and Lyft drivers, as well as housekeepers and others that comprise the on-demand economy. A study by MBO Partners and Emergent Research indicates that there are more than 30 million independent workers in the U.S. The establishment survey may not be picking up many of these independents, and that could be resulting in an understatement of employment expansion. The number of independent workers has risen 12% over the past 5 years, and by 2020, the independent workforce could total nearly 38 million workers, or 8 million more people than today. Many of these workers are likely to report that they are working in the household survey, which keeps unemployment low, even as the establishment survey fails to fully capture them. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.